Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called for a pause in the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine distribution out of an abundance of caution after several people who got the shots developed a rare blood clot disorder within 2 weeks. Here's Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock this morning.
Right now, I'd like to stress these events appear to be extremely rare. However, COVID-19 vaccine safety is a top priority for the federal government.
Well, scientists from the FDA and CDC will meet tomorrow to review the data, decide whether they should limit authorization of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But what should we all do? Joining us on Skype, Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. Dr. Hotez, almost 7 million shots of the J&J vaccine have been given so far. Six people are known to have developed a blood clot disorder 6 to 13 days after they were vaccinated. Now, to those people, of course, that's all that matters. But to a lot of people, that doesn't sound like a big risk. You say what?
Well, I think there's a few reasons for the pause in the announcement. One is because cerebral thrombosis is a pretty severe event that's life-threatening, and the management of it is different from the way we ordinarily deal with clotting, which is we give heparin. In this case, you don't want to give heparin, so it's to alert the healthcare community that if somebody comes in with a cerebral thrombotic event, to administer a different approach to treatment. I think that was fairly important. Also, with that alert, there may be more cases identified, so we can determine if it really is one per million or closer to what is being said about the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is another adenovirus-based vaccine, which is around 1 in 100,000, 1 in 250,000. So it is stated as an abundance of caution. But it is interesting that both of the major adenovirus vectored vaccines, the AstraZeneca vaccine and the J&J vaccine, seem to be doing the same thing. So there's a lot of discussions going on now between the FDA and the European regulators where the AstraZeneca vaccine has been rolled out.
Yeah, people can be forgiven for saying, wait, we knew this already, but that's because we heard this about the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe, and the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines are both the adenovirus vaccines, as you say. Without making our heads explode, can you briefly remind us what that means?
So the mRNA vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech are just that. They're a piece of mRNA in a lipid envelope. In this case, the AstraZeneca vaccine and the J&J vaccine are a non-replicating virus vaccine. It's the adenovirus, a DNA virus, that delivers the spike protein, at least the gene for the spike protein to the body, and then it's produced. And so they're different adenovirus vaccines, so they're not the same. So the AstraZeneca is a chimpanzee adenovirus. The J&J vaccine, which was developed at Harvard Medical School and Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, is a AD26 vectored vaccine. So there are some differences as well.
Yeah. Well, so different delivery systems. And as you're saying, one of the reasons to do this pause is to get the word out that people might be having this effect of this, but it should be treated differently. But are we positive that those blood clots are from the J&J shots?
We don't know, but I think there was enough there that the FDA wanted to put things on pause and give them time to investigate it and discuss it with the regulators and get their arms around it. So there was enough of a safety signal or flare, and the fact that we do have two other COVID-19 vaccines out there. So it's not like the whole COVID-19 vaccination program has to halt. So it's all about benefit versus risk. And on that basis, they thought that it was prudent to pause at this point.
Right. And people are being directed, to go to these other shots, Pfizer, Moderna. But if you had a J&J vaccine, what should you do? What are you looking for to think maybe you might have a side effect?
Well, first of all, don't panic. It's important to stress this is a really rare event, right? We're talking, we think, around one per million. So this is not a reason to panic. But you know, and the fact that it has been seen overwhelmingly in premenopausal women, if you fit that category, then just be mindful. And what it means is, in a week or between 1 and 2 weeks after you've gotten the shot, if you are having prolonged and severe headache, you definitely want to go seek medical attention. Or if you're having evidence of blood clots in your lower leg, leg pains or chest pains, then you want to take appropriate measures and see your healthcare provider. But it's important to stress that this is an uncommon event.
No panicking. Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital and dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor. Thank you.
Thanks so much.